Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll learn more about a local mentoring organization, Tandem Mentorship, which began as an offshoot of the musical group 513 Free. That's next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. As I mentioned, Tandem Mentorship began as an offshoot of the musical group 513 Free, and now they're their own 501c3 nonprofit organization. I spoke earlier this week with the group's self-described relationship director, Ashley Stoll. I like that title, the relationship director. A lot of times we hear the executive director, but talk about choosing to call yourself the relationship director of Tandem Mentorship.
Yeah. Well, everything we do, it's all relationship-based. We're a faith-based mentorship program, and so we really do, we love that I can call myself that, because really I'm here to encourage followers of Christ to pour into youth and build relationships through multiple different avenues. And so just felt like that was the right name and the right fit for me.
So one of the big things we'll get across in this conversation is that Tandem Mentorship is growing, but maybe we should step back first and tell us where Tandem Mentorship came from.
Yeah. So we actually, a few years back, I had an interview through WWIB when we first started. It was with 513 Free. So I know a lot of listeners know 513 Free, the local band. And I was lucky enough to marry one of them, so they're very, very close to my heart. But now many know that they're not an organization anymore. And so, but when we were under 513 Free, they helped raise us up as it was a prison prevention program when they were going into prisons and preaching the gospel through music. And so that's how we started. We saw a need. We were volunteering with a lot of youth that came from homes with incarcerated dads and moms. And so 513 Free saw my heart broke for these youth. And they said, okay, let's work together, see how we can help pour into their lives. And so flash forward, that was in 2016, and then 2018 we became a 501c3, and now here 2022 we are excited. We're looking to grow and expand and fill two positions right now. And so that was one big reason why we wanted to come on this interview, is just to share about our organization and see if there's any listeners that have been looking for a faith-based organization to work for, for the kingdom, really.
So many people, so many businesses needing those folks, and we'll get to that. But talk about the kids that you're working with, kind of what age group, from Big Brothers and Big Sisters to Trinity's got a mentoring program. So talk about the kids that Tandem Mentoring is working with.
So we're very similar. When people ask who we are, I'm like, we're really similar to Big Brother, Big Sister, in the fact that we're community-based and one-on-one. And so we have ages right now 11 to 18. But what makes us different is that we are faith-based, so we really search for those that have their faith and their hope in Jesus. And so all the mentors believe in Jesus and follow him and want to show that to the youth. And so we're similar in that way, but also different by, we have group events where we build community through support groups and through creative nights, and just every week we meet together, and there's a different subject or life skill that we talk about that always points to Jesus. And so it's really, I like to say it's a mixture between a youth group at church with some other aspects, life skills thrown into there.
So how many kids do you currently work with?
So right now we have, there's 35 that are actively coming, and that we have application in for in our system, but there's a lot of friends that come. There's probably one to two new kids every week that come. And so it really varies. So I like to just put about 50 this last year that we've worked with.
So when you talk about the group meeting every week, so when and where do you meet for Tandem Mentorship?
We're a big shout out to Valley Brook Church. They've helped us. They give us their space to use where the youth meet.
Right in downtown
Eau
Claire.
Really
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Big loft area where we can, could spread out. And it's really
so,
awesome.
What, is there a certain night that you meet then every week and a time?
Yeah. So that's, thank you for bringing that up, because this is a great opportunity for if people want to just check us out and see what God's doing through Tandem without really like signing up or anything, just want to observe and check it out. You're welcome to come. It's down Tuesday nights from 5 to 7 at the Loft. And then it's always on our website and Facebook. We share what we're doing. And so, it's a great night.
So
great time to get to know the kids.
Is there time apart from that, that the adult members spend separate time with the kids, or is it solely just focused in on that Tuesday night, 5 to 7 at the Loft at Valley Brook in downtown Eau Claire?
Yeah, we do. So we recommend and encourage the mentors to come or the volunteers to come on those nights that we get together to get to know the youth. But we really, if those nights, I know Tuesday is very specific, so it doesn't work out. And so we do pair mentors up with youth one-to-one to hang out outside of the Tuesdays as well. And so once they get to know each other and they're paired, they can hang out really whenever. So we do a pretty extensive background check and onboarding process for the mentors so that they're able to do that and take them on a one-to-one hangout, which is really one of the most impactful things. And we see a lot of change through those mentorship relationships. So,
talking to Ashley Stoll, she's the relationship director of Tandem Mentorship Program. You can learn more at tandemmentorship.org. That's all one word, tandemmentorship.org, on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. And you indicate that you're hiring two positions, looking for more board members and mentors, and you'd love to talk about. So let's talk about it. Starting with what? Tell us about these two positions. Are they part-time, full-time? Tell us about it.
Yeah. So why we are expanding? It's really, really awesome, and a longer God story that I can share with you one-on-one if you want to reach out. But the short version is, we were gifted a partnership with Treehouse, which is, if you've heard of it, it's an awesome organization that started 40 years ago in the cities. And now we're on mission together to end hopelessness among teens everywhere. And so they're a nationwide organization now where they equip youth serving organizations to train and to give curriculum for. And they're the people that helped encourage us and train us in the support groups for the youth. And so just life changing. They love Jesus. And so we're adopting their model 100% now. We've been with them about 2 years now and kind of started slowly incorporating what they were doing. And now we just were sold out, and we love what they're doing, all based on the 40 developmental assets. And so there are two positions that are available that really make a treehouse run, or call it a tandem treehouse run, is to have an area director to oversee everything and help really build an organization and keep it going. And then we also have a program manager where we're going to have Tuesdays and then Thursday nights once the program manager is on, where we can do one that's more support group. So it's support groups and then connect nights. So it's right now we're kind of merging those two nights, but we want to make them separate where youth can come and feel that if they want a connect night, which is more faith-based and more like definitely like a youth group and games and then support groups just for the kids to come and share about their week and receive support from their peers and adults there. So
again, two positions that is it full-time? These are both full-time?
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah. So we're right now 30 hours, 30 hours a week. And then, with the hope, we'll kind of see how we can grow into the full time, but they are considered part time.
Right. And so, these would be, if people want to apply, they just go to your website, tandemmentorship.org.
Yes. Yeah. And then we're on Indeed as well. There's, the link will just bring you to Indeed, but
All right. Yeah. Now, beyond that, you're looking for more board members and mentors. Tell us about that.
Yeah, with growing, we feel now we're kind of having a revamping season that God's put us in. And so, yeah, so we're looking for people that are passionate about youth that have faced adversity in their life and want to pour into them and show them the hope of Jesus. And so, so really all the way from like behind the scenes volunteers all the way up to board members and we're currently have 12 youth on our wait list. And so, yeah, there's kids that are waiting that could really use a caring adult in their life to show them how they walk and with the hope in Jesus. And so that's why I thought I just put it out there. There's lots of different opportunities to pour into the youth and the organization.
In some ways, Tandem Mentorship reminds me in some ways of a parachurch organization, Young Life, that's been around. It's been in the Chippewa Valley before. I'm not saying it's identical, but sounds like it has some similarities.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I love Young Life. It's definitely, I know Young Life is really focused on like the camps too. And, and so I love what they do. And so it is very similar.
Yeah. very similar. There's a lot of need out there. It sounds like, Ashley, in terms of you're talking about kids 11 to 18 years old who need, again, a lot of broken homes, a lot of difficult challenges, a lot of addiction and shame, and it seems like you've seen Tandem Mentorship make a difference in kids' lives, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. I've been kind of blown away this past week with a recent Jesus story. With Tandem, I don't know if time to share, but I can give the shorter version for that one, too. But yeah, just there's a mentee in our program that's been coming to Tandem Tuesdays quite a bit for probably the past 2 years now, and just recently had an experience. Somebody came to share the gospel and their testimony, and he for the first time was like, I can have this access to the Holy Spirit, and I didn't know that, and this relationship with Jesus allows me to live this way, and just really was hit home with the sharing and the testimony. And so he instantly was like, I want a Bible and I want to grow in this. And so we were really excited, because normally it's a little bit more difficult to find male mentors. So that's a higher need right now. And so we had a male mentor that just went through all the onboarding and the training and was ready to be paired with somebody that same exact week. So we just felt like God was confirming over and over that they were meant to be. But it wasn't until the match meeting that we call match meetings, where the parent and the mentee and the mentor all meet to understand expectations of Tandem and get to know each other, and the parents to get to know the mentors. But it wasn't until then that the mentor that we had, he shared his testimony, which was full of, he's gone through everything you can imagine, like gang violence and incarceration and an addiction and abuse and just everything that is horrible to go through. He's experienced it, but Jesus has completely changed his life, a 180, and I've known him a few years, and so I see his heart, and I know the change and the redemptive love that has happened in him. And but I know I was a little nervous, because it's like, parents are a little bit just, you just never know. Just would be kind of nerve-wracking for a parent to be open to having somebody in their child's life that has been incarcerated in the past. And but she was open to it. She's like, fine, let's meet. And so then it wasn't until we met, she heard his testimony, asked why he was incarcerated, and she instantly opened up and shared her whole story. And it was really identical, like everything that he's gone through. She's like, I've been there and came from gang violence as well. And so it was just really cool to see how God paired them up without, like, we pray over it and we know that God has a hand, but it was definitely seeing these two very distinct stories that not a lot of people have match. And so that's where I get excited, where it's like, oh, God has his hand over it, and he's the one orchestrating it all. And so just I get all passionate. This is recent, and so I'm like, oh, I want to share it with the world without saying names. But yeah, just just an awesome experience.
So, Ashley, the time has flown by. Again, kind of recapping for people, what's the message that you want to get out in terms of both if people know of kids that would fit with the program or for some of these job openings, the need for mentors? You give it your last pitch here.
Yeah, definitely. But if you feel like God has pulled your heart a little bit through hearing this interview, I'd love to talk more. And I know I'm passionate, so I can go on and on. But just if God has encouraged you to either be a board member, or if you're looking for a job and interested in the position, just love to share more about it and get to know you. But also, yeah, you hit it right on. If there's a youth in your life that could use a caring adult or a group of people that come around and point you to Jesus and point the youth to Jesus, then we definitely would love all are welcome. Love anybody to come. So, yeah, definitely feel free to share with people.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Ashley, thank you so much. Again, tandemmentorship.org. tandemmentorship.org. If you know about kids 11 to 18 who could use a mentor, this program, the Tuesday nights, 5 to 7 at the Loft at Valley Brook Church in downtown Eau Claire, or possibly somebody to serve in the mentoring capacity, or those two positions she mentioned that they're hiring for, 30 hours a week. Learn more on the website, tandemmentorship.org. Ashley, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Ashley Stoll, Relationship Director of Tandem Mentorship. It started during the days of 513 Free, and now they're their own 501c3 organization as they're continuing to look for mentees, mentors, and even they're hiring for two 30-hour-a-week positions. They would welcome more board members as well. If you're interested, learn more at tandemmentorship.org. That's all one word, tandemmentorship.org. The preceding a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio, I'm Mark Halverson.